Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla takes off for XEM-4 mission on board SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, first Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. XEM-4 to dock with International Space Station at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. In a message from space, Captain Shukla says the mission is the beginning of India's human space program. President Draupadi Murmu congratulates Captain Shukla for creating new milestone in space for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he carries hopes and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. Samvidhan Hatya Divas observed across the country to pay tribute to those who sacrificed to save the democracy. Book written by PM Modi on emergency to be launched in New Delhi today. And US President Donald Trump rejects report claiming Iran's nuclear facility was not destroyed in American airstrikes. In a historic moment for the country, Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla took off to space today on the XEM-4 mission. Shukla is first Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. The mission was launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States at 12:01 p.m. Indian Standard Time today.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
For three nations, a new chapter in space takes flight. Godspeed, AX4.
The crew on XEM mission is traveling to the International Space Station on the new SpaceX Dragon spacecraft on the company's Falcon 9 rocket. The mission is led by U.S. Commander Peggy Whitson with Indian Air Force Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla as mission pilot and Hungarian astronaut Tibor Kapu and Polish astronaut Sławomir Ozwański as mission specialists. Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut traveling to space four decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of his Soviet mission in 1984. The Indian Space Research Organization has said the XEM-4 will dock with the International Space Station, ISS, at 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. We have more in this report.
Once the SpaceX Dragon docks with the ISS, the astronauts will spend about 2 weeks on the space station, where they will conduct microgravity research, technology demonstrations, and outreach events. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. The launch of the mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on the 29th of May, was repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions, and leaks on the ISS. After a thorough review and resolution of the problems, today's launch was cleared. This is the fourth private astronaut mission to the ISS under Axiom Space's expanding program. Sanyukta Yadav, News Desk.
Group Captain Shukla has sent a message from space saying it is an amazing ride. He said this journey is not a beginning to the International Space Station, but to India's human space program.
Namaskar, mere pyare deshvasiyo. What a ride. 40 saal baad hum wapas antariksh mein pahunch gaye hain aur कमाल की राइड थी. इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि नहीं हूँ, मैं आप सबके साथ हूँ. ये मेरी इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन तक की जर्नी की शुरुआत नहीं है, ये भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की शुरुआत है और मैं चाहता हूँ कि आप सभी देशवासी इस यात्रा का हिस्सा बने. आपका भी सीना दर्द से चौड़ा होना चाहिए, आप भी उतना ही एक्साइटमेंट दिखाइए. आइए हम सब मिलकर भारत के इस ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की जर्नी की शुरुआत करें. जय हिंद, जय भारत.
We now go over live to a correspondent, Sudhindra, who is at Jawaharlal Nehru Planetarium in Bangalore, from where the live streaming of the launch was organized. Sudhindra, what was the atmosphere at the planetarium, ISRO headquarters, after the mission launch?
Well, it was a very momentous occasion as the school students and teachers saw on big screen the successful launch. And after the launch, the children welcomed it with claps and hurrahs, and then when two parts of the rocket disengaged and the crew capsule accelerated to outer space, the children observed the operation with keen interest. And once again, when they heard our astronaut in space, Subhanshu Shukla, message, there was palpable excitement and audience responded with Bharat Mata Ki Jai. And the children were told by the director of planetarium, Dr. B.R. Guruprasad, that the bottom portion of the rocket will come back to Earth and can be reused. He also informed them about the Gaganyaan program of ISRO when our astronauts will be sent to outer space.
Right. Thank you, Sudhindra. Well, moving on, Captain Subhanshu Shukla will carry out 7 exclusive microgravity experiments during his mission on International Space Station. Details in this desk report.
The 7 experiments are impact of microgravity radiation in International Space Station on edible microalgae, sprouting salad seeds in space, survival, revival and reproduction of Bengaluru strain of tardigrade in space condition, effect of metabolic supplements on muscle regeneration, analyzing human interaction with electronic displays, comparative growth and proteomics responses of cyanobacteria on urea and nitrate, and impact of microgravity on growth and yield parameters in food crop seeds.
For Group Captain Shukla, this will be an opportunity to emulate fellow Indian Air Force officer, Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who flew aboard Soyuz T-11 on 3rd April 1984 as part of the Soviet Inter-Cosmos program. Sharma spent 7 days in space on board the Salyut 7 space station. To celebrate the historic occasion, Subhanshu's parents watched the live launch with students and teachers in Subhanshu's school in Lucknow. The school management arranged a ceremonial band and special decorations to welcome parents on this occasion. Here is a report.
Lucknow's Subhanshu Shukla, who left for the International Space Station, has not only made the country proud, but has also given wings to the dreams of his family, teachers and school children. There is an atmosphere of pride and happiness in Subhanshu Shukla's family. His mother, Asa Shukla, became emotional while sharing her feelings. She said that we cannot express our feelings in words. We are extremely happy and feeling very proud. This moment of Axiom 4 mission is not just a scientific achievement, but also an emotional journey. Subhanshu's father, Sambhudayal Shukla, said that this achievement is a matter of pride not just for Lucknow but for the entire country. Subhanshu Shukla, who considers Rakesh Sharma a mentor, is expected to play a vital role in ISRO's upcoming Gaganyaan human spaceflight program targeted for 2027. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that as Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla creates a new milestone in space for India, the whole nation is excited and proud of an Indian's journey into the stars. In a social media post, President Murmu said, Group Captain Shukla and his fellow astronauts prove the world is indeed one family, Vasudev Kutumbakam. She conveyed best wishes for the success of the mission, which reflects the enduring partnership between NASA and ISRO. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the successful launch of the space mission. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the Indian astronaut Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla is on the way to become the first Indian to go to International Space Station. The Prime Minister said Group Captain Shukla carries with him the wishes, hopes and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. Mr. Modi wished him and other astronauts all the success. Union Minister for State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla as he has embarked on the mission. Speaking to Media New Delhi, Dr. Singh said Subhanshu Shukla is going to be the most crucial component of this entire mission.
India is no longer a follower. It is actually an equal partner. And let me also put it on record that Subhanshu Shukla, the Indian member of the crew, is going to be the most crucial component of this entire mission, which is going to last about 2 weeks or so, because he's the pilot and he's going to perform 7 exclusive experiments which have been designed by India, which have been, the kits have been provided by India.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Samvidhan Hatya Divas has been observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. We have a report.
Opposition leaders including Jayaprakash Narayan, Morarji Desai, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lal Krishna Advani and others were arrested under Maintenance of Internal Security Act, MISA, during emergency. As per the Sa Commission report, the act was used extensively and nearly 35,000 people were detained under prevention detention without trial. Indian jails housed over 2,20,000 prisoners against a capacity of 1,83,000. Among them, over 1,26,000 were under trial prisoners. Sharing his thoughts in the Man Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that people's faith in democracy remained intact despite facing atrocities during emergency.
जब emergency लगाई गई, उसमें देश के नागरिकों से सारे अधिकार छीन लिए. उसमें से एक अधिकार संविधान के आर्टिकल 21 के तहत सभी भारतीयों को मिला राइट टू लाइफ एंड पर्सनल लिबर्टी भी था.
Eminent journalist Ram Bahadur Rai, who was jailed during emergency, spoke to Akashwani and shared about the atrocities committed during the period.
Media par hamla, emergency ki ghoshana se pahle hi us raat ko, jo sabse pahle hamla hua, wo do jagah ho. Bharat sarkar ne, Indira Gandhi ki sarkar ne kiya. Ek media par hamla kiya, dusra JP aur Chandrasekhar jaise netaon ki giraftari se kiya.
During emergency, which lasted for around 21 months, fundamental rights were suspended, preventive detention. Tensions increased and restrictions were placed on the media. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that a nefarious attempt was made 50 years ago to strangle Indian democracy through the imposition of the emergency. On the occasion of Samvidhan Hatya Divas today, in a social media post, Mr. Singh said those people who struggled and suffered hardships during the emergency have made immense contribution to keep democracy alive in India. In Punjab, a state-level program was organized at Chandigarh today. The event was attended and addressed by the Governor of Punjab and Administration, UT Chandigarh, Gulab Chandra Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader in New Delhi today. The book delves into the compelling role of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that this book chronicles his journey during the emergency years. The Prime Minister said that he was a young RSS Pracharak when the emergency was imposed. Mr. Modi noted that the anti-emergency movement was a learning experience for him. US President Donald Trump has rejected a report claiming that Iran's nuclear facility was not destroyed. A recent intelligence report disclosed by two American media outlets has cast doubt on the Trump administration's claim that the recent American airstrikes had totally destroyed Iran's nuclear program. In a Truth Social post today, the U.S. president slammed both media outlets, alleging that CNN and the New York Times have teamed up in an attempt to demean one of the most successful military strikes in history. He added that the nuclear sites in Iran are completely destroyed. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China from today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during his visit, he will interact with various defence ministers on a wide range of issues. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in the afternoon trade today amid positive global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 702 points to 82,757. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla takes off for XCM-4 mission on board SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. First Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. XCM-4 to dock with the International Space Station at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. In a message from space, Captain Shukla says the mission is the beginning of India's human space program. President Draupadi Murmu congratulates Captain Shukla for creating new milestone in space for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he carries hopes and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. Samvidhan Hatya Divas has been observed across the country to pay tribute to those who sacrificed to save the democracy. Book written by PM Modi in emergency to be launched in New Delhi today. And US President Donald Trump rejects report claiming Iran's nuclear facility was not destroyed in American airstrikes. And with that, we end the midday news.